This is the second time in a year that the Togiak tribe has banished an individual from the village. Last fall, local air carriers were informed that the first of them, a 23-year-old from Dillingham, was no longer welcome in Togiak, and on Friday, letters went out that the second had been banished as well. He, a brother to the first, is 26 years old, also from Dillingham. The tribe has decided not to publicly release the men's names. Jimmy Kupchayak is the traditional council president.
I think we need to do this to protect our future children and our elders, because they're vulnerable. It's been getting worse, and we're saying enough is enough.
Local airlines confirmed that the tribe had asked them not to allow either of these brothers passage to the village. Because the allegations of drug and alcohol importation are not based on state criminal complaints or filed in open court, KDLG has withheld their names from this report. Banishments from tribal lands in Alaska are uncommon but not unheard of and appear to be of renewed interest as communities wrestle with the epidemic of heroin and meth use. Helen Gregorio is the Togiak Tribal Court clerk.
It's rare, but we are exercising our sovereign authority as a federally recognized tribe.
Gregorio says banishment begins with a petition to the tribe, which then meets with the three-judge panel of the tribal court. Once the banishment order has been signed, the tribe says its police force will arrest the men if they set foot on their tribal lands. One has been banished for life, the most recently banished for the next 10 years. Kupchayak says right now they're considering more petition cases, these involving actual tribal members who live in Togiak.
If it's a tribal member, we have the authority to revoke their membership in our tribal membership.
Officials in Togiak, a dry village, say the amount of hard drugs and alcohol coming in has spiked dramatically in the past 2 years, which they blame in part on direct cargo flights from Anchorage and a lack of enforcement. They say they're asking state and federal governments for help, hoping for funding and expanded jurisdiction for their tribal police and court. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.